With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced a new comprehensive plan to boost the USDA's efforts to combat foodborne illness. She spoke during the opening of USDA's new modernized Midwestern Food Safety Laboratory. The plan will better position the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service, which is responsible for ensuring meat, poultry, and egg products are safe, wholesome, and properly labeled to protect the nation's food supply. The plan includes steps like enhancing microbiological testing and inspection oversight. The USDA will also equip FSIS inspectors with updated training tools, empower those inspectors to take action to drive compliance, strengthen state partnerships, and find a more effective and achievable approach to address salmonella in poultry products. We're charting a new course and giving consumers confidence that their meat, poultry, and egg products meet the best-in-class food safety standards, Rollins said. I look forward to continued collaboration with states and food producers to protect public health. The American Bankers Association released its annual Farm Bank Performance Report, highlighting the critical role farm banks played in supporting U.S. agriculture in 2024. Despite continued challenges from global uncertainty and lingering supply chain disruptions, farm banks posted solid financial performance, improved asset quality, and increased lending to America's farmers and ranchers. The U.S. banking industry remains the single largest provider of agricultural credit, holding $205 billion in farm loans by the end of 2024, accounting for nearly 38% of total farm lending nationwide. Of that, farm banks held $115 billion with a focus on small microloans critical to rural producers. Farm banks continues to be a cornerstone of rural America's financial well-being, said Ed Elfman, ABA's Senior Vice President of Ag and Rural Banking Policy. In 2024, these institutions demonstrated the strength and resiliency that comes from deep community roots. Farmers National Company says that despite ongoing challenges in commodity markets and uncertain farm profitability, ag land values remained surprisingly stable through the middle of 2025. While producers remain the main buyers of ag land, interest from individual and institutional investors can't be ignored. As land values stabilized after reaching peaks during the past 5 years, investors are increasingly attracted by both annual returns and long-term appreciation. Inventory remains limited, with listings down about 25% from the peak time 2020 to 2021. The USDA forecast 2025 net farm income to be its lowest since 2020, says Paul Shandig, Senior Vice President of Real Estate. This will influence producer purchasing power and investor returns, especially as input costs, commodity prices, and interest rates continue to fluctuate. He also says any negative movement in the ag economy could quickly impact the land market. The USDA's Economic Research Service says U.S. corn export sales have continued at a rapid pace and support a 100 million bushel month-to-month increase for 2024-25 marketing year. That raises the forecast to a record high 2.75 billion bushels. If that number is realized, the 2024-25 corn exports will exceed the 23-24 estimate by nearly 500 million bushels, or 22%. The ERS says that through 300 days of the marketing year, export sales are nearly on pace to match the previously record-setting level realized back in 2020-2021 marketing year. Elevated exports are supported by sizable growth in corn shipments to South Korea, Mexico, and Spain. What's even more surprising is that U.S. corn exports have surged without significant demand from China. In 2020 and 2021, shipments to China made up almost 31% of the U.S. corn exports. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.